I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Denver's home for today's comedy, Comedy 103.1. It's Big Mike. Excited to get this man back in studio. You know, he's been doing comedy for many. He has over 20 CDs and DVDs. He's an inductee in the Guinness Book of World Records. And this weekend, he's right here, Comedy Works South. We've got comedian Bob Marley. What's up,
man? Good morning. Thanks, buddy. How you doing?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm doing good. I saw you at the Comedy Works anniversary bash.
35 years,
35
man.
Years. Comedy Works knocking it out of the park for 35 years, supporting all these local comedians and nurturing and getting them going. And you know, they have some of the greatest comedians in the country here because I travel all around the country.
Yeah.
And you always have guys that work with you and you're always kind of like, oh, God, I don't know how this is going to work out.
Yeah, yeah.
And they always have great comedians here in Denver. And the Comedy Works is like home for that. And so 35 years has been awesome.
Celebrating 35 years. And like you said, so many comedians that have come here, whether they've been doing it for a long time or whether it's the first time, they always say, man, this is one of the best clubs to be at. And
it really is. I mean, because you go, a lot of them are just in like these places where you're like, wait a minute, that's the club?
Yeah.
That's the club. Oh, my God. I was in Utah, I think, and I've never faked an injury after a show. But the audience was really hammered and kind of weird.
Yeah.
But they were nice, but kind of weird.
Yeah.
So I walked out of the club and this guy goes, hey, comedian man. Something along those lines. Yeah. And I go, yeah. And he goes, come on over to the house. We're having a big party. We want you to be there. And I go, oh.
Pulled a hammy.
Oh. He goes, what is it? I go, I got to get this operated on next month. It's really killing me. I grab my leg.
Yeah.
And I'm like, then I got to walk. The parking lot was like 500 yards to get to the hotel.
Yeah.
And they're still in the parking lot. And I'm like, why couldn't I have faked like an ear injury?
Exactly.
I'm walking 500 yards, limping across
a fake limp.
A fake limp so I don't have to go to the guy's house.
Just so you don't hang out with the guy's family. What the heck, man?
I know. It's just odd. You know, that you always get those invites. As a comedian. Hey, I heard you get emails. I heard you're in town. If you want to come over, we're having a barbecue at noon. And I'm like, that'll be weird.
Yeah.
I just show up.
I've been here my whole life. I haven't gotten those emails. I'm a little disappointed. I don't get any house party invites. I guess it says a lot about me.
Well, Norm Macdonald, I think it was Norm Macdonald, had that great bit all about the power of the comedian. Like, you go to the show, the comedian's the guy. He's on stage. He's doing great. Then afterwards, you go to the bar, and everyone's like, oh, my God, is that the comedian? Yeah. Wow. And then he says, and like 3 hours later, the comedian's still at the bar. They're like, is that the comedian? Yeah. Why is he still here?
The star power went away like over the course of five drinks.
Yeah. It's so, so it's great to be in Denver. And my wife calls it my vacation.
Is this what it is?
Yeah, she goes, oh, how's your vacation going out there? I'm like, it's not really...
It must be nice to get paid to go on vacation.
You know? But it's nice. Like I'm 49 now, right? So I've been doing stand up 25 years. So I'm at the age where a nap is good.
Yeah.
But I got kids. And I never have time to do it. So I'll like this afternoon. I'll take a nap.
Yeah.
I'll do like old people stuff. I'm not like old yet, but it's Comedy Works South Landmark.
Yeah.
And they have a Greenwood Village. They have a movie theater. Yep. Have you been over there?
I have.
$10. To get in the afternoon.
It's got the electronic lazy boy. Put your feet up.
Dude, free popcorn, free soda. And I'm sitting in there. And it's all senior citizens. It's me and all seniors. And I'm watching Hell or High Water, that new Chris Pine, Ben Foster movie. It's a bank robbing movie.
Yeah.
And Ben Foster's unbelievable in it. So at one point, someone gets shot. And this lady goes in the movie. She goes, that wasn't necessary. And I'm like... And I kind of went, I know. And I kind of like agreed with him. Like, am I getting old? Like, what's going on?
I thought you were going to say you were just looking for a nice, dark place to take a nap. I didn't know you were actually watching the movie. I thought you were just trying to find a nice, comfy place next to the Comedy Works.
No, but anyway, my point is there's like little things where I'm starting to go, God, I must be getting a little old. Like my wife and I, the Home Depot in my hometown closed. So my wife and I were driving by. 20 years ago, I would have just been driving by going, where the beer is? I don't care.
Yeah.
But we pulled up, and my wife was like, I wonder what happened.
Yeah.
And I was like, geez, I don't know. And they had a sign on the door, so we got out of the truck.
Yeah.
We're like reading the sign. Oh, hey, I guess they probably, then the whole conversation was, I wonder what's coming in here. You know how old people are, I wonder what this is going to be next. Yeah. And you start speculating, I hope it's a Panera.
But 30 minutes later, somebody asks, why are you still at the front door of the old Home Depot? What's going on?
Well, and I'm like oddly nosy now. Yeah, yeah. I'm getting to that age where I'm like, I'm at the grocery store the other day, and there's an old lady there, like probably mid-70s. She's got a coupon, and I can hear it like halfway across the room, and she's yelling at the produce guy. She goes, I want it, and you're going to give it to me. I want it now. I want the BOGO.
Yeah.
Says, buy one, get one, and I want the damn peach. Like all this over a peach.
49 cents.
Yeah, like you know she woke up in that morning. She goes, I'm going to that store and I'm going to get that damn peach if it's the end of it.
I don't care what the expiration date says.
Right. And, you know, years ago I would just walk by that like going, I don't even care. But now I'm like standing next to the bananas, like rubbing the banana. Like if you saw me across the way, you would look at me and go like, why is that guy stroking the bananas? I'm stroking the bananas because I'm trying to listen to her.
Yeah.
To see what's going on.
Well, thank God you weren't at the eggplant section. That would have just made it, that just would have made it very inappropriate.
But when I like I notice all these things that I don't like normally wouldn't have noticed, yeah, but I'm a little more investigative. Like when I walked into the store, in the lobby, there's antibacterial gel like everywhere.
Yeah.
Like every 14 inches they have it mounted on the wall. And people are like using it, they're like bathing in it.
Yeah.
And they have wipes for your cart. People are wiping their grocery carts down. I'm like, maybe we shouldn't go in.
Yeah.
Like what is it? There's Zika or something?
Exactly.
The other thing is they also have pictures in the lobby at the grocery store mounted of people that work in the grocery store. Have you seen those?
Employee of the month.
Yeah, but it's also like the guy that runs the dairy. And
oh, okay.
I mean, does anybody care? Like, is anybody walking in, looking at the wall going, yes!
I was hoping he was here today.
Phil Peterson's in the dairy. He's on my fantasy team.
I'm getting some good cheese today. It's going to be awesome.
Oh, my God.
We have comedian Bob Marley. He's at Comedy Works South tonight through Saturday. You can go to ComedyWorks.com as we're talking about. It's 35 years. They've actually got a bunch of 35th anniversary shows. Then go to ComedyWorks.com and get details on that.
Yeah.
In regards to comedy, you know, a lot of people, a lot of comedians will come in and talk about old odd jobs or whatever, but you've pretty much been doing comedy. Like, this has been your main job pretty much most of the entire time, I think.
Yeah, I got out of college and did it. I was doing it in college. So I kept going. But I did have a lot of crazy jobs, like in high school and in college.
Oh, did you? Okay.
I used to work at Bonanza Steakhouse.
Oh, nice.
Do you remember Bonanza?
Yes. We had one here a long, long time ago.
Dude, I worked there and I was a dishwasher, and I didn't know what I was doing. I was like 14, 15 years old. Yeah. Like, I went there, and the guy's like, the dishes stacked up. I'm doing them by hand.
Yeah.
There's a big giant dishwasher next to me, but I didn't know. It's just a stainless steel box.
Yeah.
And the guy comes in, the manager Kevin, you know, he comes in and he goes, what are you doing? And I go, what do you mean? He goes, he opens his dishwasher up and he slides the rack in and he goes, this is a dishwasher, you idiot. And I was like, oh,
wow.
I didn't know. So then they moved me out front to the microphone where you would play. Remember how you'd go down the, like cattle, you'd go down this area you're roped off or whatever.
I was a kid when, like, but I vaguely remember Bonanza, and then, yeah. Now I want to like Google and see if there's any Bonanzas around.
Oh, dude! So they put me on the microphone. Remember, they'd have it. You go. Can I get a ribeye? And then you go, brown number 15, right? Yeah. And you put the note. But then I'm on the microphone, so I'm like a buddy. I'm a guy that's gonna be a comedian. So I'm exactly. saying, I'm like, where's the beef, dude? What's going on? I'm like joking with my buddy. So the manager, Kevin, comes up to me. He had a lateral lisp. You ever meet anyone like this? He goes, listen, this microphone thing's not working out. He goes, I'm putting you on Texas Toast. I go, what is that? He goes, Texas Toast is a grill, right?
Yeah.
And with the square piece of bread, Texas Toast. He goes, you take the Texas Toast, you grease one side of it, you put it on the grill, wait for it to get somewhat brown, you flip it over. That's it. And so I'd be cooking, and I'd burn a couple pieces, and he'd come over and hold the toast to my face. What is going on with this? One time I was walking with a stack of dishes across the dining room.
Yeah.
And whoever's running the salad bar didn't clean up because there was a green pepper on the floor.
Mm.
And I stepped on it and pulled a full Charlie Brown.
Right, right, right.
The plates go flying in the air.
Oh, God.
I broke like 40 plates. And he's yelling at me on a busy Saturday night in front of everybody. He's like, he called me a loser. You're a loser, Molly. You're never going to be nothing. I go, and right in front of everybody, I go, really, dude? I go, I'm not the 52-year-old man managing a Bonanza. I said, I rode my bike down here, my Schwinn, and I'm like two shifts away from taking your position.
Like, I've been here 3 months, and I've already had every job in this place except for yours, so back up.
Right, you loser. Texas Toast.
And when you got into, when you decided this is what you want to do for your profession, you were telling your mom she actually ended up pulling out the rosary.
They would have nothing. It was all about benefits. There's no benefits, Bobby. Benefits? You're going to have benefits. And I'm like, no, I'm doing stand up. Oh my God. She got the rosary beads up.
Hallelujah.
But, you know, and now my mother works for me.
There you go.
Yeah. So she, I was telling stories about her last night.
Now you're
night.
Giving her benefits.
Yeah. I am. So, yeah. So it's when you first start out, it's like, I don't know what's going to happen with this. You know what I mean? And then you just kind of keep going and it becomes a job, you know? And a lot of people talk to you about, all my friends are Irish dudes, you know, and they're all cops and stuff. They're like, oh, geez, Molly, you know, a lot of us work every day. I don't know if you know that, but we don't work like 12 minutes a night. I'm like, well, there's a little more than that, you know.
Yeah.
But
there's the 30 minutes at the bar afterwards. Where
and you play all these horrible rooms coming up and, you know.
Travel.
Yeah, I was in Alabama, Atlanta, and I was like 4 minutes into my set, and this lady stands up and she goes, hey, hold it up. Hold everything up. I go, what's the matter? And she goes, you talk funny. And I don't like it. I go, I talk funny? I go, you're speaking the Queen's English? I go, and it just snowed in Atlanta like a half an inch, and it shut down the whole city.
Yeah.
I go, at least my city hasn't been disabled by a half an inch of snow. She goes, what the hell does that mean? I go, I was driving down the highway. It looked like The Walking Dead. Like, people just left their cars and walked away. They got freaked out by it. There's people in cars going, don't get out. It might be anthrax.
And she made it to your show, though. Props to her.
Yes.
I mean, give her some, at least a few props.
That's a good point.
Maybe it was just to interrupt your show, but she made it.
That is a good point.
That's all that matters.
You end up doing all these crazy gigs. I did a gig on Monday night of this week, and I've been doing this 25 years. I've been on, like, I don't know how many TV shows or whatever. I'm not a superstar, but I've done enough so that you don't think you probably would be doing a gig on a Monday night at a synagogue as an Irish Catholic guy. So I go up there, and I'm doing a benefit to help out the school there.
Okay.
And I'm up there, and in front of the stage is a bucket of yarmulkes. And I go, what is this? And there's a rabbi there, and he goes, it's lost. And I go, it's like lost and found yarmulke or what? And he goes, no, those are extra in case you forgot yours. I go, keep track of your yarmulkes, people. I was just dumping on them. I'm like, going, what is this? Like some kind of a Naval Academy graduation? You take it off and just chuck it?
Yeah.
So I went off on that for a little while, and I got emails from people. Please
that
don't talk
that
about
didn't go over. That didn't go over well?
No, please don't talk about the yarmulkes like that. I'm like, I'm doing a benefit on a Monday night.
Yeah.
Give me a break. Cut me some slack.
It was a benefit, though. It was a benefit.
Right. right.
Well, like I said, we want to make time. Thank you for making time for us. Like I said, all weekend long, now through Saturday, you're going to be at Comedy Works South.
Yep.
Great night of comedy. It's like, I think it's the last weekend of summer. So
yeah, it is.
You got to come out and enjoy some comedy before it's like snowing outside. And
tear it up over there. Comedy Works, Landmark's a great restaurant upstairs. If you've never been there, you can have dinner, go to the show. Easy parking, easy in, easy out, no traffic, nothing bad to deal with. It's, you know, and comedy's easy night, right? Mm. You know, it's not like you're going to a nightclub, you're getting bumped into by people. It's not like, you're looking at my girl?
Yeah.
What just happened? You basically go there, and when you come to my show, like, I talk about what a train wreck my life is and my family is, and you leave feeling better about yourself. You go, I'm not doing that well, but at least I'm not that guy.
It's like comedy and counseling all at once. Like, you know.
Yeah, it's a good night out. It's low-key. You get some laughs at Comedy Works, and happy anniversary to them. 35 years, man.
35 years.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. Get those tickets at ComedyWorks.com. Comedian Bob Marley, thank you so much, man.
Wicked.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.